The scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the opening verses of chapter 1, 1 through 5, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life. And the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. The Word became flesh and made His home among us. We have seen His glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Do they sound familiar to you, those opening words of John's Gospel? You've heard them before. It's the first words of our Holy Scripture, the beginning words of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Some say John is audaciously claiming to be writing a new Genesis. Well, in John's eyes, that is exactly what he was doing. John would also write in the closing book of Scripture, the book of Revelations, these words. The one seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." John understood that God is a God of new beginnings. I like one rabbi's translation of the opening words of Genesis, who prefers to read it as in a beginning, as if there are endless beginnings in the cycle of life. Creation and life itself tells us that life is an ongoing story. New beginnings. God, the Creator, who created the earth and the universe and saw that it was good, continues to create. Creation continues and the Creator remains active, always seeking the best for all people, desiring that we may truly live. Still another paraphrase of "in the beginning," fitting for this time of the rolling of the year, as Dickens might say, is this: it's just beginning. It's just the beginning. We tend to recognize and denote the beginning of something as well we should. But it would be very short-sighted indeed to celebrate the beginning of something and then immediately neglect all that follows that beginning. For instance, there are no shortages of voices which are very committed to the words of creation in the Genesis beginning. Yet we know all too well what happens when we celebrate the beginning of God's good creation and forget the responsibility that ensues for us to be diligent and faithful stewards to tend and sustain God's creation of beauty of God's garden. Genesis was a beginning in which God spoke a word, "Let there be," and it was so. That is the repeated refrain throughout the creation narrative. John's beginning focused on when the Word became flesh, when God's purpose and intention went beyond being spoken, when the Word or purpose of God was revealed in Christ. But even when the Word was with God and the Word was God, it was really just the beginning. Oh, what a beautiful beginning it was, though. Tender and mild, baby Jesus lying in the manger, cattle lowing, angels singing, shepherds gathering, and Mary pondering everything in her heart. God's favor resting upon us. It's easy to become sentimental, to find a soft place in your heart for, well, our dear Lord, sweet baby Jesus. It's even enough to get people engaged in the story, enough to at least pull out the heartwarming parts that inspire a host of, well, diversions which offer a passing glimpse of the mystery of God's presence. That's a great beginning, but it is still just the beginning. in the life and ministry of Jesus, the Word had to continue to be fleshed out beyond the baby wrapped snugly and laid in a manger. The purpose of forgiveness, healing, mercy, grace, joy, love, and resurrection, which is itself a new beginning, had to continue to be lived out in the flesh and person of Jesus Christ. Our Lord's story began in a simple manger, but He grew beyond that manger, and so must our faith. We can come and adore Him, but that is just the beginning. John masterfully sets the story of Christ alongside the story of creation to call our attention not only to the beginning, but also to the responsibility we have as we move through the story. To celebrate the beginning and to remain engaged in the story as it unfolds and progresses. To be faithful and committed with the turning of each and every page of the story. To sing with the angels and to also sit at the feet of the teacher. To stand at the manger, but to also feed the hungry. To bask in God's love and to offer it freely to others. To see the light of the star and be a reflection of that light in a dark world. It is fitting that we celebrate the beginning of the story of creation and the story of Christ's birth. If beginnings fail to inspire us, how would we ever endure the ongoing and often mundane challenges of the rest of the story? This morning, we find ourselves at the threshold of another beginning. We are but days away from the beginning of another year. Maybe the past year has been filled with the splendor of God's abundance and blessings. Maybe not. Maybe our faith has a momentum to hit the doors of a new year running. Maybe we are pulling ourselves bruised and broken the last little bit of the way, trying to survive long enough to get to just another beginning. A do-over of sorts. Will it be a whole new beginning? What awaits us as we begin again? Whether blessed or bruised, this beginning is upon us. Whether hesitant or expectant, how do we enter into whatever is awaiting us? I think of one of my favorite adages of Scripture. Let not he who puts on the armor boast as he who takes it off. These are words spoken by Israel's King Ahab in response to King Benadab and his gusty pregame smack talk about how he is sure to be victorious over Israel in a battle before it even begins. So let us remember, this is just the beginning. With this knowledge, let us prepare for all that lies ahead. Let us be mindful that this year is but another leg in a lifelong marathon rather than a short sprint. We will need more than a burst of energy and confidence as we get out the starting gate. It will be necessary to replenish and renew our souls as we move past the beginning and into all the pages that follow. We will need a renewed strength and endurance that is sustained only by a meaningful encounter, ongoing encounter with our God all along the way. We will need daily prayer. We will need regular worship. We will need the discipline of service and faithful giving to develop our spiritual potential to reach our fullest joy. For this is just the beginning. Ours is a story of not just a beginning, but a story of a continuing journey. Not just a journey of months. Think of it rather as a journey of a continuing and growing encounter with God. A journey to which we are each called. Each and every day, a story that we see only in stages as it opens before us. Moving past the beginning means keeping an eye open for the wonders of God as the story of our journey continues. What might be considered a wonder? Should we expect singing angels? Shining stars? In Psalm 84, the psalmist sings of the roads he travels. They wind through lonesome valleys, come upon brooks, discover cool pools brimming with rain. God traveled. These roads curve up the mountain and at last turn Zion. God in full view. I don't know if there will be angels or stars, but having gone down enough roads of my own, winding through one lonesome valley after another, I can tell you, when you are in a place like that and find something that renews your strength and keeps you on the road, that's a wonder to you. And it reveals the presence of God in that place at that time. Wonders are anything or anyone who refreshes your soul and gives you strength to press on, always on. Let us rest assured that God has yet more light and grace to break forth throughout this year. Let us say with the Queen of Sheba, who said upon seeing the might and wisdom of King Solomon, the half has not been told. Indeed, the half has not been told. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love God. As we begin again, let us live our life as the river flows, surprised in its own unfolding. Faith assures us that the promises of this day, the joys of this day, are just the beginning for each of us and for our congregation this year. Amen.